always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Man, I just want to give a shout out to all the listeners, all y'all that check us out, man, whether you at your job, whether you're getting your workout on, in traffic right now. We appreciate you listening, man, because without you, I'll just be talking to myself, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Today, we got a great cat about to get in with us, man, by the name of Tragic Hero. He's going to share his testimony, his story, and the whole name, Tragic Hero. We're going to talk about that. And I got to give a mad shout out, man, to one of my greatest sisters, Chase Sutton. She does Chase's devotionals on Yada the King. It's her birthday today. I ain't going to tell you how old she is because, I might forget how old she is, but she's older than me. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to just give her a mad shout out. And the artist, man, that we're interviewing today, man, she memorized one of his whole verses. I think it was like a 100-bar verse back in the day. She had that joint word for word. So it's pretty tight how it's her birthday and we get to interview a cat that she knew his music like that. So that's dope. Man, we're going to get into some dope music. That's really what we're going to do. We're also going to talk about persevere. How do we persevere in today and in the world? Some of the things that's going on that we need to continue to persevere in and through. This first joint that we're going to get into right here is Premises featuring Pro. Actually, he changed his name on this, Derek Minor. And the song is called The Morning. And I like this joint. I was like, I need this on Yada the King Radio. Let's ride.
Yeah. Okay, holla at me. Back on my arm, man, I'ma flow again. Fresh. Hey, you know where I be. Oh, you don't know that, let me show you then. I'm in my lane like defensive driving, surrounded by living water, guess I'm on the island. You don't see truth like you close your eyelids. Looking like the Joker boy, mad but smiling. All that hate, sir, will hurt you. So I'm geeked up, Steve Urkel. Equal opportunity when we get it in. Without further ado, I give you premises.
I'm so with it. Now pros with it, whatever you were saying, forget it, now omit it. They tossing and they turning, the world is so rigid. We fill it up with living water, homie, soak in it. Take it back with sponges, we hit them with no punches. Flawless in the darkness and partners in your dungeons. Lifting up my people, but we carry no grudges. DJ turn this music up, we known to cause Romans. 1-1-6-6, don't believe, check the bars, I spit. We make that music, pray your life, go and use it. Watch the joy come in like this.
The joy will come in the morning, but that ain't really stopping my grind. I can feel death over me roaming, consider it a wrap when I die. Consider it a wrap when I die. Consider it a wrap when I die.
Yeah, it seemin' like things will never change. Still see the same pain every single day. People on my block, all they see is shades of gray. I take a stand for my faith and I am saved. You're stupid, so crazy. I'm nuts, so hate me. They try and play me, ask where I find my rest. I tell them in my joy, it's in my final breath. Yeah, on earth I'm so simple, plain. In the heavens I am more Bruce Wayne. I fought the dark nights, focused on what Paul writes. And left my trail still smoking like exhaust pipes. I don't think they get it, I'm out of my mind, boy. Every day's a hustle, a struggle for my joy. Reflections in my music, don't you see the contours? Wanna find your joy, just look what you die for.
The joy will come in the morning, but that ain't really stopping my grind. I can feel death over me roaming, consider it a wrap when I die. Consider it a wrap when I die. Consider it a wrap when I die. The joy will come in the morning, but that ain't really stopping my grind. I can feel death over me roaming, consider it a wrap when I die.
Seattle.
Tacoma, Olympia, Reagan, stand
we up. Want you to come help us stomp our hunger. Saturday, November 17th, 7 p.m. at the Harambe in Renton. This is a concert being used to raise resources for the homeless in our community, with performances by some of the biggest and most talented in the game, to include national recording artists and about face CEO SoCon. Also featuring Jazz Digger with a special guest performance by Miss Michelle Lang. Also featuring Original, Zach Trandum, and of course yours truly, RTL. Tickets available right now at showclicks.com as well as soulbrothermusic.com. $8 in advance, $10 at the door. The Takeover Concert Series, sponsored by Had Not Janitorial, J-Bears Real Estate, SLS and Yacht of the King Radios, New Focus Photography, and Perfect Dimension Clothing. November 17th, the Harambe, 316 South 3rd Street in Renton. For more info, go to soulbrothermusic.com.
Fire Records presents Daughter of Zion. With her debut single, Listen by My Faith, featuring Mystery Noon.
I'm living by my faith.
Along with Prodigal Child, featuring David Reedy. For Dream Day, visit her online at daughterofzionkm.com.
Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ, or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals. Adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com.
Right there, that was Deborah Denise. The song is called So Low. Dope song right there, man, on Yacht of the King Radio. We getting it in right now with our special guest, man, Tragic Hero. And Tragic Hero, bro, what I love, this is my favorite part of the show, and that's the testimonies, man. Can you please share your testimony with us, man, on how you came to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, bro?
Okay. When I was young, like, I always went to church. My mom forced me to go to church. You know what I mean? I wasn't really in church. My dad wasn't really saved. So, I knew a lot about the church culture. I knew about that, but I never got to know, like, who Jesus was. So, I was never really taught, I guess, the churches that we would attend. So I kind of grew up like hating religion. And then as I got older, though, I started we have a family friend, and he would encourage me to go to his church on Sundays. And it was dope because I liked him. He actually played funny. He played cross movement for me in the car. I was like, okay, I forgot. But then, you know, the reason why I would go with him is so I don't have to go to church with my mom, you know. So, what happened, though, I did that for a little bit, but then eventually when I was, like, 18, I think, something crazy happened. It was wild because, like, I remember, I can't describe it completely, but I remember I broke up with my girlfriend. I was pulling out the mall. And what was happening, all of a sudden, like, these cars were pulling up in front of me, like, a bunch of cars just pulling out left to right. Mm-hmm. I was driving regular speed, pulling out of the mall, and these cars were, like, it's almost like I didn't exist to them. And I was braking, like, every 2 seconds, and I was, like, scared out of my mind. It must have been, no lie, like, at least 4 cars, like, no lie. And that's not even exaggerated. I thought it was more, but... So I'm just trying to get to that red light, and all I'm seeing is cars just pulling up in front of me. I'm about to get in, like, accidents, like back-to-back. So I come to this red light, and at that point, I'm, like, scared out of my mind. Like, yo, what's going on? Like, what was happening? And this lady pulls up next to me, and she waves me down. And I look, and at that point, I'm, like, scared. I don't even want to look at her because I don't know what's happening. So I look over, and she's waving me down. She got a window down and everything. And she's like, listen, I got to say something. And I was like, you know, at that point, can you, you know, you can imagine, like, I'm like, what now? and look over. She's like, listen, I just want to tell you that there's angels watching over you. Wow. I was like, what? And then she just started crying. And it was green light. She drove off. And I didn't know if I wanted to, you know, stop driving or keep going. And I was so confused. I was like, yo, what? Why is this happening? Like, you know, I have some understanding that, you know, that death was around me. Like, I sensed it, you know? Yeah. And so I pulled up to the next light. At that point, I started bawling. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I'm like, God, why is God dealing with me? Like, I almost, like, didn't want him to deal with me. You know what I mean? And at that point, I look over again and I see my man, you know, a family friend. And he's sitting next to me and he waves me down. And he sees me crying in the car. And then he's like, yo, what's happening? What's going on? And he just, and I couldn't talk. But he just, you know, I follow him to his crib. He prayed for me. And I asked for prayer. He prayed for me. I didn't give my life to the Lord still. And I still spent another year and some change, like, doing me. Yeah. And then finally, I remember this time that we was, me and my boy was ready to go to the club, do our thing. And we pulled out my man's house, and it's just this old lady pulled out. Right after we came out the stop sign, she pulled out, and all I see is headlights right in my face, and I'm like, and I think to myself automatically, I'm dead. Wow. I just think to myself, I'm dead. I open up my eyes and I just look at myself and like, I can't believe I'm alive. The whole car is in the worst condition and I can't believe I'm alive right now. So the next day, I gave myself to the Lord. I'm a hard-headed dude, so I guess God knew what he had to do.
Wow.
So, get me to that spot, yo.
So talk about, man, just you, even you're in your relationship, some of the things, the ups and downs that you dealt with, and how God has taught you to continue to go forth in him despite the ups and downs that you got.
God teaches me through, I feel like God teaches me through situations. I feel like sometimes I hear it from people tell me stuff, and I feel like, I don't know, I guess I'm all right at it sometimes, and a lot of the time, like, just God deals with me in situations. Like, when he calls me to do something, like, sometimes I just ignore, or I don't listen. So God just shuts it down, like, shuts my situation down until I listen. And that's how I think he kind of deals with me, because, you know, I'm not the most obedient, I could say, but, he makes me listen, I should say that.
Yeah.
He said he puts his foot down and made me listen.
Wow, that's what it is right there. So you hearing from the homie Tragic Hero, his testimony, and you know, it's always good to see how God has brought different people to the Lord. Talk to me, man. We're going to go into your first song right now. It's called The Intro. I thought it was a perfect song because you talk about your name in it and everything, but share with us this song, what we're about to experience as we go into this.
The intro is just basically, it's just real life. Like, it's just me. I deal with a lot of things about, you know, being an artist that's unknown, to dealing with a stepson, to getting in trouble with the law. Like, it just deals with a lot of who I am. But then at the end, putting it in a bigger picture, better perspective.
For
the fact that
God's doing
it. So, and that's what the intro is.
All right, y'all, let's check this out. Tragic Hero on Yada the King Radio. Let's get into his first song called The Intro.
Time flies over my head. Able to keep up, trying to block out the rain out of every cloud when I reach up. Let me try to explain, heartache and still bleeding. Days turn into evening. Who am I gonna follow when I'm supposed to be leading? Grieving, I went from Eden right into Egypt. I would need an address in hell to say that we even. The time's hard to cement, it's missing my handprint. The wolf inside me is tearing away my lambskin. Glancing, bless your eyes, who in the mirror? I became into something that I was never aware of. I'm out of town with the devil on the blind date. What you mean I'll be dead by the time that you can find me? Why me? But second chance. I know you throw your regression out as a lesson plan. With that said, I'm hungry looking for answers, but you gotta cross the remedy for the cancer. Yeah, and about me being an artist, cause they don't know me, they wanna throw me some garbage. I still eat it with smiles, thinking I'm starving. This marks the beginning of readmitting my darkness. It's far-fetched, thinking about my starship. I feel the need to be home with both of my arms stretched. I'm trying to pull up into heaven with an armrest. Moon roof, leather interior when accomplished. But for now I'm just passing bills like I'm Congress. To the point I'm passing out, but I know that I'm conscious. Without a dime left, only my breath. I'll kill my flesh in the same note, similar with Saddam left. I'm just honest, irritated and painful. It must be the same feeling for my guardian angels that's around me. God left the 99, he found me while I was facing charges by the county. And them charges are still pending, they feel endless. It's hard to crack a smile when I really feel friendless. Hard to believe when my lawyer tell me I will end this. But he don't know that God's in control, but I'm still fending. I start joking just to hide what I really feel. Truth is, I couldn't get any rest with a sleeping pill. With a mask on, hoping that it will last long. Looking to the future in hopes of having my past gone. I know I'm forgiven for sexing other women. One of them married, I know they saying, oh no, he didn't. Well, yep, I did. And this I fear what goes around, it comes around, and I hope that it disappears. And I would lose it if wifey did it to me. So you see the paranoia and how my thinking agree. My tyranny and a boat is sinking the sea. So how can I punish her for her not thinking of me? And my stepson that I'm living with ain't my own. But all I see is his father inside of him in my home. And these bad thoughts don't seem to leave me alone. But I seem to fight him better if I make it easily known. So embrace the poem, all up inside your arms. Cause I can't tell the future by looking into my palms. And now I'm wondering if all this rain and thundering is really just a blessing. Where I need to be humble in.
And the hope of heaven will produce in us the faith to press on along the path of suffering and affliction, knowing that it is not pointless, and that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. When we set our hearts on that hope laid up for us in heaven, when we set our hearts on our future sharing in the glory of God, seeing the risen Christ, free from sickness and sin, living in complete joy for all eternity, when we set our hearts there, it frees us from worldly self-centeredness here. That's how it works.
A battle versus evil between the people. You either running with them rats or flying with the eagles. They say aiming for a winning team is illegal when you're chasing a ring. LeBron feeling like Smeagol. Mind over matter, rhymes over chatter. God over all, so I'm climbing heaven's ladder. No turning back, eyes locked in on the prize. It's in the skies, it's getting Christ to rise. At the right time, the divine will shine. It's fine to climb the vine, the rhyme. We're trying to grind. Just mind the signs, helping dodge the grime. How you gonna be a leader when you follow the blind? This world is a beast, you ain't nothing but it's dinner, man. My life is like Big Red, I'm a sinner, man. And will y'all remain the same? Man, I focus on the name, how we change the game.
What you trying to say, bro? You never make that complaint when you go on to pick them J's up 188 for the eights and point out the fake ones. Like, you see how Jordan sound look like he's gaining weight. You ought to be used to this. Dudes choose to be new to this. When speaking the truth to them all, the second is disillusionment. I guess they cool with men if I cool it for the sake of coolness and become cool with their foolishness. Well, I'm cool it is. When you do enters the booth, you know wisdom then came out like I'm missing the two. But to the lowercase t, it was finished for you. They gon' miss the t, that's why I pity the fool. When they get hostility or they lippy to you, unapologize, give them humility, Philippians too. Wow.
admit it's the truth. Try getting off the defense if I'm offensive to you.
We committing lyrical battery. Forget the salary, we make it known for the casualties. That wasn't always my aim and my upbringing. I'm not gonna lie, the anthem I was always singing was Sing Sima. Who got that keys to my be my that I used to dream of. But I've been chiseled into a sanctified MC. Gas tank full, have yet to see it empty. I'm grinding, steady trying to follow my passions. You over there busy trying to keep up with Kardashians. You be stuck on a television station. You'll never realize the problem till you leave the situation. I'm telling them we getting ready cause it's crunch time. Throw hooks in our rhymes, that's what you call a punchline. Cut from another cloth as long as I've been alive. I'm red like I'm Jordan and it's rocking at 4-5.
Too Real featuring KB by the homie A-Flow, produced by Wit. And man, Wit is doing a lot of work. I'm just saying, like, he's on everybody's stuff. Dope producer, man. Definitely loving what he's doing. And I know Tragic Hero, we were just talking in the background. He said if it wasn't for another dope producer, he feels like he might not even be here, man. So talk to me about this producer, man, that really poured into your life, brother.
That's my man High Hands. Shout out to High Hands, man. I love that dude, man. He's proved to me like to be a real, real friend. Like he's been a real friend. You know, the dudes, the people that come in and out your life, and all they want something from you, or they know you popping, or they know that you're doing some things. They want to move with you. But there's people, you know what I mean, in your life that are consistent and that they show you love on a consistent basis. And that's one of those dudes, man. I love High Hands, man. I do anything for that dude, man. This came out of the clear today. We were practicing for a show. And he's always encouraging me, always praying for me. Like, like I said to you before, like, I don't even know if I'd be here without a dude like him, man. Like, I'm glad dude believes in me and he's in my corner, yo. Definitely one of the main encouragements as far as the music goes. I mean, even off the mic, like he's that dude, man. So I love that dude, man. Shout out to High Hands, man. Definitely good dude.
Man, dope. I mean, I believe that's one of the highest compliments we could share with somebody. Like, man, this dude, besides Jesus being in my life, this dude really made a humongous impact, man. So I definitely wanted to have you share that. Now you're a part of a council. You know what I'm saying? Of people, talk to me what it's like being with the Rhyme Council, man. And who's all in it? Because we still don't know.
You say you still don't know?
Yeah.
It's R. Swift, it's myself. I mean, it's R. Swift, it's Big Phil, Sal Rodriguez, and myself. That's what Rhyme Council is. That's where... I think that's how many artists we have.
All right, man. So about 4 or 5 artists on the squad. What is Rhyme Council? Is it a label? Is it just a movement? Is it a music group? What is Rhyme Council for the people that's listening and they're trying to figure out? And who started it?
I think Ag Davis and R. Swift started it a while back. I mean, back on when they had... Ag was in it, Epistle was in it, some other guy, I forgot his name. He had West P. I mean, I think it's more like it's more like a movement. It's not really a label situation.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think it's more like a movement until we get to that place, so we're able to actually become a real label. You know what I'm saying? So we just, like, everybody just grinding and doing what they can do to make it happen. So that's what it is.
Okay, no, that's what's up, man. So, Rhyme Council, you know what I'm saying? Y'all work together. Do you guys ever have meetings? I mean, just share with some of the people what some things that happens when you're part of Rhyme Council.
Yeah, they have been meetings. Right now, just been, I guess I've been really busy. I haven't really been as plugged in as I probably should be. Yeah, we've had that before in the past, so. I can't really emphasize what's going on. I'm not really, I guess at the headquarters or whatever they're doing behind the scenes. So.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's cool, man. Well, look, talk to me about this, man. I want to know how you got started rhyming, man. You're from Ecuador, right? You were born in the United States, but your nationality is Ecuadorian. Talk to me about you getting into hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Start spitting, and I mean, like, I'm pretty sure that even your roots have a lot to do with the style that you have.
Yeah, man. I was young. Matter of fact, when I was young, my dad used to build he used to rebuild houses, right? And so I used to hate going with my dad to help him rebuild houses or whatnot. But I went into his closet and I found his notebook, and I was like listening to it. It was a bunch of rhymes in it, and there was this one page that stuck out to me. I was like, all right, let me try to spit it. So I started spitting it. I was young, like I can't remember how old I was. I was super young. So I went to school and I started spitting it. And I told everybody it was me. And everyone was like, yo, that's dope. I was like, yeah, you know. And so I was like, man, this is easy to do. So, and I mean, I was like, I started growing up listening to like Noriega and Nas. I was like, you know, these dudes was killing me at that moment. And I was like, man, I could do this. Especially, you remember Nori, right?
Nah, man, I grew up on all Christian music, bro. I'm sorry, man. Like,
oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, it's all good though. But I mean, that's just share with me what they did for you.
Nah, I just saw how simple his style was. So I mean, I was like, I could do way better than him as listening to Nas, how intricate his lines were.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, and I started doing it, and I started doing this like really like writing since I was like 12, all the way to all throughout high school. Like, it's funny, like, that's all I did. Like, all I had was a notebook, and I would just keep writing during class, every class, college, during college. Like, I just write, never pay attention to nothing. I just kept writing. But yeah, I've been doing this for a while though.
Man, so you've been on the grind with the music, going hard. You know what I'm saying? Now, is this project Going Home your first album? You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Yeah, that's it definitely is, man. That's probably my first, and unfortunately, I wanted to put it out earlier last year, because I really got most of it done like last year. It just took a long time to find the right people to mix it and the mastering and trying to get the money up for that. Like, that's, you know, like, you know, when you into, like, you trying to grind for money here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that stuff takes time. Like, people don't know that behind the scenes. I could write a song like easily in a day, the whole song concept, hook and everything. But it just takes time. It took me a lot of time as far as like mixing, and also I think it had to do with God's will. Like, it just wasn't my time to do it. So
yeah,
so I had to consider that too. You know what I'm saying?
So just talk to me about the process of this album, Going Home. You know what I'm saying? What can people get from this album right here? If this is the first thing they hear, or and even the last thing they hear from you, what will they get from Tragic Hero?
They will get the fact that what I want people to get is the fact that there's an afterlife. Like, there's, like, we're gonna live on forever. It's not just you live once, you die and that's that. Like, no, you die and you get judged. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I just wanted people to understand that it's more to this life. I was having a study with my son today, and we were discussing the same thing. Like, you look outside and you look at God's invisible qualities. Like, you can't deny God. You can't deny that there's a God that exists. And if that's the case, then we have to either we reject him or we completely submit to him. And so that's what I just kind of want people to just get up thinking, like, yo, is there a heaven? Is there eternity? Like, that's the whole point of the project was. I know it's like on a lot of like Christian websites and whatnot, but I'm hoping that it really ministers to like cats that don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm gonna just say this to all the people out there, man. It's a free project. Help the brother out, man. Burn some copies up. Hand them out in your cities. It's definitely lyrical, nice beats. You gonna like it, cause I said you gonna like it. You know what I'm saying? That, and you know how I do, man. We only play great music on Yada the King Radio. We call it banging music. And speaking of banging music, we gonna go to your next song. This is actually the last song on the album. But man, you was ripping so hard. I was like, I gotta play this joint on Yada the King Radio. Talk to me about this song right here. The last song called I Arrived.
Right. Actually, it's funny. Like, I had trouble with that, like, finding the right hook for that song. And it took me, like, about a month to get that hook down. And I'm talking about, like, a month, like, really concentrating on the song. And it came around just right. The song, honestly, the song probably wasn't constructed the way I, like, deliberately talking about a certain message. It was just me going in about the world, and then it was just kind of more of an abstract hook to it, which I thought at the moment felt right. So who
you got featured on this joint, man? Because she's blowing.
Chrissy. Shout out to Chrissy. Big shout out to Chrissy. My sister out here in Philly. She did a thing on the thing. She definitely did. You know. I met her through High Hands, and High Hands put me on her, and she got on it. She ripped it. She did a thing. She did a good job. Hopefully, I can keep working with her. She's a dope artist. She does a lot of stuff out here too. So.
Dope, man. So look, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna hop into this I Arrived by the homie Tragic Hero on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in, y'all.
On my heart, then I grip and I tear roots. At a close proximity, they smoke like chimneys. I ain't ready to lose it. Old folk with memory, mentally ill rhyming. Animal untamed, I'm sweating out blood diamonds. Interrupting asylums, they say they want the fame like they ain't nothing better. I told them God reigns and I am under the weather. Let them tears fall, like they Niagara trying to hold it in. The young boys, they be getting taught by the older men. No plan B, no family, he ain't a certified mechanic. Yup, he in the hood, messing with a trainee. Who gonna teach him to do right? Huh, I guess the street corner need a brand new light. And that's you, right? Right.
A lifetime looking for falling stars in the night sky. Sometimes I close my eyes, I see the world spin by my side. I look for things that make me smile, but at the end they only last a while. I put down my wings, I got my crown. It took a while, but now that I've
pictures of heaven and this is second coating. They wanna walk on water, they sick and tired of floating. My quotes are potent, there's divide, I leave you with quotients. I feel like I'm better poor, bringing in symphonies, the metaphors, simile, no hyperbole. It's like a pedicure. secure, washing the feet of my beloved saints. I'd rather tell you it's the opposite of what it ain't. I'm unforgettable with disordered and unchecked. Untouched, I uncuff criminals, now their thumbs up. I guide them out of asylums into the light. As they arrive, I'll be providing a pilot out for the flight. Christ, give them paranoia, I dream beyond. A bachelor running to his master, get your degree on. But yep, they rewind, dodge God like neons. They cause without air, they just trying to get they free on.
I can spend a lifetime looking for falling stars in the night sky. Sometimes I close my eyes, I see the world spin by my side. I look for things that make me smile, but at the end they only last a while. I put down my wings, I got my crown. It took a while, but now that
down. Don't be afraid of what people say, cause either way they'll be following right behind you whenever you lead the way. So breathe away to see the day that you were born dead. Now let the sweat stretch the pores upon your forehead. Don't ever stop a man with cotton as his pocket change, cause your clock will stop dripping once that clock is drained. She dies slow like and dance her whole life inside a strobe light to sleep around with more dudes than Snow White. Passing through the city advertising tried pleasure. The day I bleed to death, that's when they apply pressure. Been around the world sleeping when I daydream. I spend nights a missionary preaching out in Beijing. Aim heaven, every day is game seven. Now don't you ever misinterpret what today means.
One, two.
Keep up, slow like my glasses. Baby, just
The show on the go.
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
You know how to bring that R&P, Sean C. Johnson right there, Molasses. I love that joint, man. Ever since I heard that song, that was my joint. And that's like, man, just take time. No matter how what it looks like, just take time to, you know, recognize that God is still God. And Tragic Hero, man, I just want you to share with me, man, the feeling that you've had when you've led somebody to the Lord, man. What did that feel like?
It feels amazing. It's like you forget about everything and you start realizing that once again, like, yo, this is what my life should be all about, like bringing people to the Lord, bringing people to his kingdom. Like, it's really indescribable, because you're like, it's not selfish, it's not about you. Yeah. You realize it's all about the Lord's glory. And so when you lead, I mean, you're not doing nothing. You're not really doing nothing yourself. You're just leading. Like, you're just taking them by the hand and bringing them to the one that can save them, the one that can change their life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's beautiful, man.
Man, one of the best feelings in the world, definitely.
Yeah.
So that's what it is, man. And hey, just share real quick, man, how your hip hop, your music, or how all of that has impacted somebody. Have you been able to lead somebody to the Lord after a song, after doing some street ministry, spitting a verse or anything like that?
Like, I've been seeing that, like, really, like, up front, but I've heard later, like, a lot of people telling me, like, oh, so-and-so heard the verse, and or they heard your song, and I showed it to my cousin, or I showed it to this, that, and they got saved. I was wow. Like, and I'm sitting in my, like, you know, I'm sitting there looking like, what? Like, for real? And I'm saying that I'm not saying that God can't use this, but it's just amazing to see how God is using it. Because sometimes, you know, people don't believe that. But yeah. Then when I hear, you know, I hear the outcome later on, and, you know, you might not see the impact immediately, you know what I mean? Right. And somebody is like, yo, I've been listening to your stuff, man. I really love it, man. Or they just want to talk about God like that. Right there, it's like, open doors, just a way to plant a seed, you know what I'm saying, and just talk to them about the Lord. So I mean, it's dope. I know God is using his music,
he's definitely using his music, and that's Lord's Glory. So shout out to everybody that's doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And doing it with sincerity, with passion for the gospel, like, and I know my music ain't like gospel like every 2 seconds, but if you read between the lines and if you look through it, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
And
I'm gonna share this, man. I feel like through real life, we really can impact people. You know what I'm saying? Like, people want, like, when you can relate with people, you're able to touch people. That's why hip hop is so powerful, is because of the relate, how many people can relate with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many can relate with the struggle? Oh, we can relate with the struggle. Okay, this dude made it. Well, we can relate with the struggle, and since he made it, we're like, man, well, maybe we can make it. And even adding Christ to that, man, that causes like just a domino effect. Like, wow, okay, cool, man.
Right, and it's just like building relationships with cats and just really like getting to know. You know what I mean? Like me personally, I don't really jump in like completely and just go blah 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 blah. You know, you understand? You know, God's wrath is against you. Like I don't take it around. I kind of let the Lord like open up doors, and when He opens that door, I kind of rush in and give him what I'm supposed to give him at the moment. But
yeah.
I love planting seeds in people's hearts, and I love building a relationship with people, especially other people around the way, around here. Like, I just love talking to them. I got a dog, so I got to walk around now.
Yeah.
At nighttime, so it's opened up a lot of doors for me to talk to a lot of people, and just talk to them, kind of share little things here and there. I got to talk to a couple cats about the gospel. So, I mean, it's good. It's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be in it, not of it. And just share every opportunity we get, you know, make the best out of it.
Amen. Right now, we're going to get into the topic of the day. And, man, it's actually interesting. My dad has been talking on a series about perseverance. And today's topic is about persevere. How do we persevere? What does it mean to persevere as a Christian? And that's what I'm going to ask you first, Tragic Hero. What does that mean to persevere?
Persevere is keep going even if you're tired. I can only look at examples when you say that. Like, I got some dudes I don't know or the other people that don't like me for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And have to persevere. The Bible says don't get weary of doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to keep pushing and had to push myself. And I got to love them with my action, with my words. And I got to turn my other cheek. And it's hard. It's hard. But it's what God demands from us. And I pray that eventually that person sees that it's God in me. And not on some like he's a punk or whatever, but
right.
The God in me that's giving me this grace and mercy that I want to share it to. And so in perseverance is just pushing through like continually. When I seek God continually, that's perseverance. Like not stopping, like not ceasing, like not Monday on, Tuesday off, Wednesday on, Thursday off. Like that's not perseverance. Perseverance is doing it and just keep going. Perseverance is and you build up from the strength. You build up endurance. Like in Romans, like it talks about you build up character, and that's how I see perseverance, y'all.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Perseverance. Share with me how you have persevered, even in your walk with God, in Camden, New Jersey, a minute away from Philly.
I wish I could be like the ultimate example of that, or some example of it. But I know that where I'm at now, God has shown me to persevere. A lot of times in my past, like I've been like really, you know, on for the gospel, off for the gospel. But God has shown me to just continue pushing, continue to put Him first. Continue to pray. Continue to read my scripts. Continue to be open. Be open to prayer. Be open to sharing my faith. Like,
yeah.
just continue the discipline, you know, it's self-discipline in myself to kind of like an athlete, you know. They got to discipline themselves, and I think God is teaching me to discipline myself as far as prayer, Bible reading, sharing my family, pouring into my son, pouring into my wife. Like, it's just perseverance. Like, you gotta continue. When you're tired, just gotta keep going.
Amen.
I was thinking about the other day. I was running because I had a show coming up, and my sister was next to me, and she could run like. She can run all day, and like I was at my third lap, and I was out of breath. Okay, I can't run no more. I can't run no more. And she was like, "Look," she's like, she pointed to a bench, and she's like, "Look, let's make it to that bench." And I was like, "Okay, okay." So I gave it. I pushed it. Like, if I was by myself, I probably would have just stood right there and would have laid down. But I pushed it all the way to the bench. She's like, "No, no, no. Let's make it to that stop sign." And I was like, "Are you serious?" Like. I just made it to the bench, but I just kept going, and she pushed me. She pushed me. Me saying that, you need people to help you. You need people to push you. You need people to help you persevere. People that are like-minded, people that are sober-minded, people that are in that same mentality.
Wow, man. I think I want to share this real quick, man, as we keep on with perseverance. I really like the way that you put that. You need other people with you, man. Unfortunately, man, I just shared with you earlier, there was a man that persevered all the way to the finish, man. That was a Christian brother, man, that was beheaded for his faith in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? What would you like to share about that, man? How he persevered? Or, you know, what should we even say about Christians in persevering under such circumstances?
Man, you know, I found out today, man. And honestly, like, I ain't gonna tell you, but man, that brought tears to my eyes, man. Like, but it's beautiful, though. Because that speaks so much. Mm-hmm. Like, this dude was being tortured, man. What was it, with a knife? How'd it go again?
Yeah, bro, they cut his neck open with a knife, bro. Like, it's crazy.
And I read it was slow, like it was slow. What they were chaining, what they were chaining,
like Allah is God stuff. They were chaining verses on dude, man.
Man, like that right there is perseverance. Like, you know, like people need to see that right there and say, man, that dude endured to the end, man.
Yeah.
And that, not only is that encouraging, because, you know, praise God, we're going to see that brother when we get up there. But, man, like, that to me was mind-blowing. But, you know, stuff like this happens all the time. Like, in the U.S., we just not really, we're not seeing that. You know what I mean? We haven't seen it yet. That's what I try to tell cats. Like, we haven't seen it yet. But that stuff is going on. I mean, there's churches being burned down, people taking the concentration camps. Like, that stuff happens, man. We just kind of we're close to that, but this was just publicized. You know what I mean? That's what makes it crazy. Like that, we're actually able to see the action taking place. Dude persevered, man. Praise God for his testimony. I mean, how many of us would have probably been like, I'll do whatever y'all want me to.
Yeah, I mean, just hearing like, that story, what does that do to you as a Christian, man?
Man, that excites me. That excites me because I know that God's coming soon. That excites me. Hmm. To see that dude, that his faith wasn't wavered, and to his death, like, that excites me. That tells me God is coming soon. Prepare. I feel like the time it's a dark time coming. Well, we're going to start seeing Christian persecution.
Yeah.
And like we talked before, like the wheat's going to be separated from the chaff. Like, it excites me. I mean, it saddens me that it happened, but I mean, we got to get ready for the gospel and really show them, like, you know, what this power is. Like, we can't be ashamed of the gospel at all. Like, we got to go full fledged with it or leave it alone.
Yeah, man, and I feel like, man, we got it right now. We do have it very easy in the USA, man, and I mean, it's a blessing to be here, but at the same time, we cannot. I mean, I sat there and watched actually the whole thing, what happened, so I could be like, man, this is really going on. Because if we don't watch it, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of like we don't notice it. It's kind of like, oh yeah, that's, you know, when something happens in a whole other country, somebody get bombed, we don't really care about it. It's like, oh wow, they got bombed. But when you watch it and say, man, this is my brother in the Lord, man, we definitely have to understand what kind of times we are in. And you got a song, man, that talks about a lot of this stuff going on, which is Lone Wolf featuring the homie Jay Johnson. Talk to me about this one, bro.
Shout out to Jay Johnson, man. That's my dude. That's a real dude. Like, I wasn't actually planning for anybody to feature, but that dude is real. That dude. I just want to say this real fast, man. I know you want to ask me about Lone Wolf, but just to put it out there, like, dude is thorough, man. Like, I just talked to him today, man. I love that dude, man. He's one of those dudes when I backslid for a minute, he was the only one contacting me. Even when I didn't want to talk to him, like, he was contacting me.
Amen.
Trying to see what's up with me, trying to see what's going on with me. Like he really showed love, and I mean, he's been a lot for me, man, and he's put in a lot. So I respect dude, man. I need everybody to go check out his music. He's one of the illest dudes. On my top five. Didn't I tell you he was in my top five?
You sure did. If they was on the live stream, they would have caught that. But yeah, definitely top five. We gonna get it to your song, man. Lone Wolf. Share us this song real quick, man, and we'll be right back after that.
Okay, Lone Wolf. Lone Wolf is what they're trying to... Now, when I talk about Lone Wolf, when I talk about Wolf and Sheep's Clothing, I know people automatically go, oh, why you chanting Lone Wolf like that? Like, what I'm saying is, what the media, there's a demonization going on of Christianity in the U.S. as we speak. In the media, they're starting to look at Christians as intolerable, people that can't tolerate anything, any type of view that opposes theirs.
Yeah.
People that don't want to get with the program. Those are people that they're starting to demonize. The Department of Homeland Security put out this report how, like, people that don't believe in abortion, people that don't are against, like, same-sex marriage, people that believe in Bible prophecies, check that out, Bible prophecies, those people, they are going to start considering domestic terrorists.
Wow.
So... people are not seeing, like, the church is not, and what pisses me off, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that in a bad way. But what makes me upset, is that churches, like, don't even talk about stuff like this. Like, and granted, like, we, you know, we're supposed to pour in and talk about the word and everything that's in it, but that's part of the word, like, and that's part of building the church up, building a community up, like, letting them know what's happening. And that's what's happening right now. The political scene right now. You've seen like a lot of these dudes that are doing mass shootings. They're little things. Oh, he was a Christian. Oh, he opposed anti-abortion. Like I've noticed stuff like that because they do it subtly. Wow. They do it slowly, and then they build it up, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, yeah, I'm with gay marriage. Yeah, I'm accept that. That's acceptable because they form your views. The media's forming everyone's views, including Christians. So when, say, Obama goes to war and kills a bunch of people, everyone's like, ah, okay, the media says okay because there's a reason. And no one's looking into nothing. Everyone's just agreeing. And that's what we have. I mean, that's my problem with a lot of people. And they're not seeing this. They're not seeing us being demonized. They're not seeing how it's going to play later. But, you know, praise God, this is what's going to get done anyway. So, you know what I mean? I'm not stressing it. You know what I mean? I just love sharing with other cats, man, what's happening at the moment.
All right, y'all, let's check this joint out. Lone Wolf featuring Jay Johnson by the homie Tragic Hero. We'll be right back.
This is not a gimmick, try to get in it. FEMA camp prisons, gotta fill them to the limit. Watch a beef with Vendetta, I send it to the senator. In return, he sent a couple drone predators. Flew on red alert, cause all my competitors died or I bought them out. Don't that sound familiar? They're writing bills, it's to kill a bill of rights. Funeral for the civil liberties to kill tonight.
kept our eyes off her pretty girl named Freedom. Then a couple of leaders took her to the back to beat her. Stripped her from all her beauty, knew and didn't her either. Her death is my reminder, hoping one day I can see her. Detach your mind from the rope on the TV, hoping loosen. They becoming the problem just to become the solution. Got your money on your mind, new money coming in the form of chip. You can see the gifts when they hang you like an ornament. Am I offended? The only one in attendance coming in view. Read a few the medicine like the medicine for the flu. See the time and far away, Google NDAA. Cause I do the plot of you in every way, okay?
By terrorists, they acting, I swear they acting. The masses laughing with feral. These rappers are high hands with potatoes up on their barrels. But they sweet begins to leak like a faucet all in your marrow. Jesus bleeding, it's misleading, they lying, you don't compare. From school days, they told you that question brings you to merit. Got you all colorblind, silly rabbits looking at carrots. Spinning round and around on these rides of lies, Ferris. Two sticks, forcing their 2 cents. Political power's nothing to God like toothpicks. I'm his, I'm Jewish. I'm pushing heavenly views to infuse through music. Mr. Potato Heads are embedded with 2 chips. Got you crashing cause you dashing like Stacey, all clueless. Government cheese got you begging on your knees. Evil in high places like please, yes please. Figures scream change, preparing you for the squeeze. They watch your lungs collapse and charge you up to breathe. Now that's dead, guillotine off your head. These raps are prophecies, they've been written in red.
Talking government, why? They're loving it. Plus the 501c3 money really is government. Paying seats to what it's due doesn't mean you get it back. Pastors wouldn't be allowed endorsing Democrats or Republicans or hate speech. Anything that's in, not random current events and henchmen in the form of fatigue and make you agree. Came from overseas, only to oversee you and me. Said it can't happen here. It's happening to China. Persecution is real. Man, someone give me a timer screaming unashamed. Unashamed, are you unashamed? I wanna hear you scream it again when the weather changes. We going underground, we ain't following any order. Who pitching to the corner? We ain't headed for no border. Poking eyes up out the pyramids. My God made me fearless. Questioning the government is not anti-American.
Now what?
He not a man,
nah.
He alone, what?
Now what?
Gotta kill him while he living now. Don't look,
huh.
It was written, but it wasn't in your textbook.
They put this in a Department of Homeland Security document, this official assessment, now saying pro-lifers, people that believe in end time prophecies, people that are opposed to the administration's position on immigration, those of us that are standing up for the sanctity of life and for the sanctity of marriage, all of those are now potential, and this is what they're saying, domestic terrorists.
You think that these men were persecuted and martyred for their sincere faith in Jesus Christ? That was the real reason, but no one heard that publicly. They were martyred, and they were persecuted as enemies of the state, as child molesters, as bigots, as narrow-minded, stupid people who had fallen for a ruse and can contribute nothing to society. Your suffering will not be noble, so your mind must be filled with the Word of God when all people persecute you and turn on you.
Up, but Jesus took my rags and he made me dress up. No more of that old man here.
I ride to that old man's fears. When you see me crying, just know these are joyful tears.
Every time I think of your mercy,
drinks and a doobie. Now I'm looking for Big Booty Judy.
Oh, you know my life was over. That's until I met Jehovah.
I could have been dead in my grave, living ahead of my grace, seeing the signs every day, but I was too stuck in my way.
No more of that old man here. I ride to that old man's fears.
When you see me crying, just know these are joyful tears.
Every time I think of your mercy,
G-Status, right there, that song is Unusual Praise. Man, we gotta continue to show our praise, our admiration for the Lord. I really feel like the way that we worship God is with our lifestyle. And when we can show the world that we really worship God, it's gonna shake them up. You know what I'm saying? Because the Word of God says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That's what God said, y'all. So let's continue to lift them up. That's what Yada the King is all about. Yada praise, man. We lifting up the name of Jesus powerfully and on our feet. I got Tragic Hero, man, who was kicking with us all day today. You know what I'm saying? And we just want to know, like, this album, once again, for the people that just tuned in, where can they get your album at and what can they expect from this album?
You can get the album on rapzilla.com. You can go on Noise Trade. I mean, matter of fact, there's a couple of websites. Yeah, all you gotta really do is put Google. Go to Google and Google the thing. That's it.
All right, what's the name of the album? One more time. Tragic Hero.
Going Home. Tragic Hero Going Home. Just put download or something like that, and you should be. There's a couple of websites that got it. A lot of websites picked it up, so by now. And if you don't know nothing, you don't know any other sites or trust any sites, go to rapzilla.com or noisetrade.com. They got it up there now. You asked me what was the album about, and give you a summary.
Yes, sir.
Like I said before, like, it's just based around the theme of, the afterlife. There's heaven afterwards, I mean, at least for me. And matter of fact, I forgot to tell you, like, you know, some of it is, like, there's a lot of political lines in there, too. But, you know, that has to do with the Word of God. It's a lot of real life issues, too, a lot of struggle. But at the end of the day, like I told you, it's me. I feel comfortable with giving the style to anybody. It's kind of like, this is me. And hopefully, I can see the Lord through all that, so.
Amen. Definitely, man. Like, y'all want to pick this up. And, man, perseverance, we talked about that. definitely gonna keep talking about it after this. But Tragic Hero, man, where can they find you though? You know what I'm saying? You told them where they can find the album, but let's say somebody heard the album and they were like, man, they want to share some of the testimonies, they just want to chop it up with you, maybe do a feature. How can they do all that?
You go to your email and you'll type in TragicHeroMusic@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always talking to Kaz. Kaz is always hollering at me, so I mean people know that they can reach me through there. You can reach me through Twitter. You could DM me a message you want to put it out there. Like on Facebook, you can go to Tragic Hero. I connect with people, man. I'm not like that. I love talking to everybody.
Yeah. So what do you
got
coming up?
You have to reach me.
What do you got coming up next, man?
Like shows or like projects?
Both.
I got a show this Saturday. Down in Chester with the boy Young Joshua. That's my homie too. So shout out to Young Josh, my homie. Good brother. Young Josh, Jay Johnson, Jafire Life. So we're gonna be out there in Chester Park ministering.
Man, that sounds like it's gonna be crazy, bro.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's gonna be dope. Like, I'm actually excited. Like, I don't really get excited too much over concerts, but I'm actually excited about this concert. So, yeah, and all those dudes out here. So, as far as like a project, like I'm trying to work on. I'm thinking about putting out another mixtape. Putting out a mixtape. I'm not sure what I'm doing now. I'm looking for a producer, to be honest with you, like that'll give me a good sound.
Alright, man, for a producer that may be listening, what kind of sound are you looking for, man?
I'm looking for something hard hitting, something soulful. It's gotta be good music, man. Good production overall. Really nice, simple.
Alright, so y'all send in the production work, man, and man, any last words that you want to share with the audience, brother?
Just a thank you to everybody that downloaded the project. Like, I didn't think that many people was going to download. I think people would show love like that, but a lot of websites picked it up. And I was just honest, like, the cast was, like, giving me feedback. And, you know, even if it's not everybody's favorite, you know, project, it was just, I was just happy people would spend time to even listen to it. So, shout out to everybody. Hopefully, like I said, our music encourages people to seek him more and to do some homework too on what's going on. But yeah, that's all I got to say.
Alright, man, we gonna go into this next joint. Tragic Hero, we appreciate you getting it in with us, bruh. And man, we gonna love to lift you up, keep you up for the Lord, man. And we gonna go to this next song, man. But we gonna chop it up with you soon, brother.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Alright, let's get into this joint. Jeeta, Burning Up, okay. On Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
You know I'm burning up for Jesus, man. Yeah. What's happening? What's poppin' right? You know how we do it. Burning for the Lord, so you know we gonna play.
We burning up.
For God.
We burning up.
What is
fire and the truth for the Most High. He charged me, ooh, and you know he pumped me, ooh. I cannot live life lukewarm no more. I got to burn it.
I gotta get a line, line. Every trick I do, I keep Christ in mind. Even the way that I spend my time, all gotta be ordered by the Most High.
You me in a word that they tryna grow that they tryna give a whole man name now that they. If it ain't about the Lord, then it ain't about nothing. All can be living my life out there, right?
So now I'm on. I'm shining home. Call me John a torch. Flame on. Now the test is on. Am I gon' make it home? I spent my last summer trying to go and grasp this home. With 20 stretches daily, I used to be a baby. And now I'm on my grown man, no longer a baby. But that don't make me, cause even the devil knows survival well. It's all about do you press what you be, cause what's good fake for it, I know DD.
On the mic, tasers, shock the world with the glow, lasers. I seen dreams, but not scared of the Kruger. Riding with the likes, so don't call me a loser. Loser, yo, they talking about the monster. Claim to be real, but only just imposters. Illuminated eyes, seeing past the nonsense. Christ in the message, massaging your conscience. And the source reach faster than the cheetah. Snack on a wheat bread, a life not a pita. Sinners like a recession, Wall Street. I see the star, no bucks, coffee. She try to hold my hands, talking in the mall. I sanitize my whole style, lights off. Yeah, yeah. You'll be cruising in the car, live for the light. You'll be glow in the dark, so here we go.
I'm in the left mode, I'm in the right zone. I've got the flag, I'm in the left mode.
The curls and the grease stains. So glow cause his body was inflicted with pain. So glow cause I'm an outsider. They call me prodigal, but the sun never left his room. And I was destined to shine since his body left the tomb. To whom? And making certain you can muster up the strength to be great. So catch up and relish in these moments. And high dog on it. This track is so illy. A lily, I leap frog on it. Sit for days in the sun's rays. You couldn't find me with the spotlight 360 ways. You skywalk the mic, be the lightsaber. Obi-Wan up these dark Vaders. Flows been the truth shining like taser. And double edge be the tongue of darkness. Wanna run test me, boy. So white, light, bright, glowing harder than Bruce Lee boy.
I'm in the left mode, I'm in the right zone. I've got the flag. I'm in the left mode, I'm in the left mode. I'm in the right zone. I've got the flag.
Yo, go, 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 stop. And yeah, I almost forgot. I ripped the guy who's on muscle, ripped the notion apart. My two steps a little smoother, yeah, there's growth in my walk. Evoking, I'm spotlight of this world, we glow in the dark. My focus is sharp, leave the old man out in hindsight. White tee, round lines, cooler than a Klondike. Walked there before the news, call me Wally Cronkite. Ring on my finger, telling shorty I'm the wrong type. I bridge a gap for my block, every corner. Those dudes getting booked like Amazon orders. Bro, got a leash on my dogs, it's a sword. So we finna run this race till this marathon's over. Yeah, and got a low conscience. Try to change the world like Cybertron promise. To a cloud behind us, vision a little clear. In the home of the brave, they push systematic fear. Let's move.
I'm in the left mode, I'm in the right zone. I've got the flag. I'm in the left mode, I'm in the left mode. I'm in the right zone. I've got the flag.
Yo, we back. That was the homie Applejacks featuring Ashley Nicole. I seen her music video too, man. Her music sound pretty fresh right there. Definitely check it out, man. And man, we had a great topic of the day. man, I'm just gonna share this, man. I actually watched, like I said, man, the man of God get beheaded, man. And that was one of the toughest things I ever watched, man. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to see it so I can not be like blind to what's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta understand, man, Christians, bro, we have to understand that we signed up, like Thizzle said, to die. And I don't know, a lot of cats is rocking the t-shirts and like, yeah, we unashamed. But when things start changing, are you still going to be unashamed, man? I mean, that's a question that we really got to ask ourselves. Are we really willing to die for the Lord? And as we talked about, persevere. Are you willing to persevere even to death? And the thing that I would say, man, that shook me up and it made me just think about all the stuff that we really think about in our daily day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we think about so many things that really don't matter. We need to just focus on what God is doing, who He is. We need to focus on, man, making sure that we're in the right place. I mean, we in the United States, we think about, man, I need another TV, I need another car, God, da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? But we got to just really get back to the main thing and make sure Jesus is the main thing in our life. That's what I walked away with. And if we keep Jesus at the center, we can persevere. My dad been talking about perseverance at church. You can actually check out his messages at newcreationwa.org. That's the church that we ride with, newcreationwa.org. We are non-denominational. But he's talking about perseverance and the importance of perseverance. Perseverance when the world tells you that scripture is wrong. Perseverance in the midst of adversity. And what is it going to take to persevere? We live in a world right now that even in the United States, a lot of Christians are not persevering. They're getting caught up in some things of the world, man. And we got to make sure that we're keeping ourselves caught up with the word of God, that we're keeping ourselves caught up with the things of God. If we do not keep our mind on the things of God, we will and we can be left. And I pray that none of us will be left, man. I pray that if anybody out there that's listening right here, man, that you would really give your life to God and really surrender your life to God despite what goes on, man. Because it's really going down, bro. I mean, just to see that, it just brings reality, man, points to reality, because we've heard of it. But I'm just like, man, when you see something like that, it's just going to make you go gung-ho for the Lord, man. We ain't turning it off, man. And share the gospel, man. Share the gospel, because that's the only thing that can save us. It's the Warrior Don Christian. I'm signing off. God bless y'all. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio, out in Las Vegas, right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas, right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV, AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity.com.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on GospelNW.com.